Welcome to the latest pensions podcast from the Allen and Overy Pensions Team. It's Monday, the 3rd of August. For occupational pension schemes and sponsors, these are the key headlines you need to know from the last 7 days. First this week, the Pension and Lifetime Savings Association has published a practical guide for trustees of both DB and DC or hybrid schemes to support the production of their first implementation statements from the 1st of October 2020 onwards. This guide may be helpful in starting to establish an industry baseline for the statements and will be useful for schemes as they develop their approach and content. The Work and Pensions Committee has launched an inquiry into pension scams as the first part of a three-part inquiry into the impact of the pension freedoms and the protection of pension savers. Separately, the PLSA is seeking input on DC decumulation issues and is recommending the introduction of a new regulatory regime, including a statutory obligation for schemes to support members with decumulation decisions. In other news, the Information Commissioner's Office has published an updated statement on the recent European Court ruling relating to international data transfers. And the regulator has published a blog post on the benefits of diversity on trustee boards. The full version of What's New This Week will be available later today by email or at www.allenovery.com.